Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
Hey, good morning, Chris. KB8 RVP.
Good rainy morning, Mike.
I've been hoping our weather would switch. Get rain during the week and nice weather on the weekends. Get some of the 80s on the weekends instead of during the week. That'd be nice. How big of a job was it to put your radio back in?
Just put the head on. That's all I had to do. And then attach the microphone. Yeah. It's a remote unit, just like ours. I just, out of sight, out of mind, you know, that way nobody's fiddling with anything, you know. This goes to show you because when I had vehicle in for service in Texas, I see you got a CB antenna, didn't see the radio or even where the hookup was. So I, like, looking around, I just looked at it and said, oh, pretty slick. You might want to you might want to look at the back of the license plate. Kind of walked around and he looked at it. It's got the amateur call on there. It says amateur radio station. Kind of like looked at me puzzled. I said, you never heard of that before? Oh, I said, that's the beginnings of radio communications right there, man. So I had to kind of go explain to him. Oh, no kidding.
Yep, spread the word. Tell him you might want to try it. Yeah, that's what I always did. Just take the microphone off and take the head off the radio and nothing to mess with, can't turn anything on, just for safety. How's everything else been going? Anything exciting going on?
No, nothing I call exciting. Seems like life is always in the fast lane. Everything is moving forward and quickly, and so many things to do in such little time. You know what that's like. Visited my mom yesterday for Mother's Day because we weren't in town. So we were there for quite a while, visiting her yesterday, and took over some things for her. Other than that, work's just been crazy. Crazy busy. Yeah, let's see. Been buying stuff for my motorcycle. Because I'm going to be doing the three hole change, transmission, gearbox, and oil. So, trying to get that stuff ready, and then go through and check all the critical bolts, make sure everything's tightened down. Torqued with a torque wrench. Make sure the motor mounts are solid still, you know. Stuff like that. I'm going to take and extract all the brake fluid out of it and put in that new Dot 5 in there. That's what it's called for anyways, is Dot 5. It's all silicone based. So, I don't know the last time that was ever changed out, but it's 2000, this is 2025, so yeah, I think it'd probably be a good idea to vacuum out the old stuff and put in the new. KB8RVP, KB8LDF, just arrived in Bay City.
That's what I was going to ask, too, if you had your motorcycle out yet. Our son's had his out. He's got a crotch rocket that he drove to work a lot when he lived in Florida. Now that he's back in Michigan, he said, man, the roads aren't as tight here. But he's been riding. He bought a dirt bike, too. He's living out of my in-laws in Fowlerville, and we got lots of places to ride out there. So him and his cousin bought just a small dirt bike. I think it's a 125. He's got a Yamaha, and I think Brad got a Suzuki. So they've been out and have fun riding those. And then for our grandson's birthday party, we could go Saturday. Caitlin's cousin bought a little dirt bike. I think it's a 50 or 60. But it's like a snowmobile. You just turn the handle on and away it goes. You don't have any gears. But it's a little too tall for them, so they put training wheels on it. It's brand new, but it's having problems with the battery, so the company's sending a brand new battery for it. I'm going to see if they can get them riding that. They bought them a balance bike to get used to balancing, that you just push it with your feet. But he'll glide every once in a while. He stayed over here last Saturday and went around our subdivision a couple times on that push bike. He's quick. We had to keep calling him, hang on for a second. He just turned 4. So, trying to get him in the dirt bike too already. KB8RDT.
KB8 all day off Friday. Yeah. I remember my days at dirt bikes. And 90cc and 100cc. 90cc was a Suzuki and 100cc was a Honda. They weren't mine personally, but you might as well say that they were. Cousins lived up in Grayling. He had something like 10 acres. And then the markings of their land was military land. So, yeah, we rode everywhere. It was a lot of fun. Nobody got hurt, which that's always good. But, yep, that's where I learned. It was dirt biking first, you know. High-speed dirt, we used to call it. Chris, you ready for some high-speed dirt? Oh, yeah. Get your helmet on and your gear, let's go. Yep, those were the days, man. High-speed dirt. Yeah, as he grows up from being 4 years old and move up, if he still, I'm sure he will, get into motorbiking. You never know, he might get into racing too, you know. My wife's cousin was like that. His son got into dirt bike racing. Man, kid's good. Does things that I would never do. Of course, he could recover a lot quicker than me. KB8RVPK8, all the off, only a few, like a partial mile before I get to work.
Yeah, I watch NASCAR. Kyle Busch, he's got his son and started him out with go-karts, and he's slowly moving him up the ranks. He's going to get him in the dirt tracks and all the way up to NASCAR, possibly. I guess that's what a lot of the race car drivers do. Their kids follow in their footsteps. Yeah, the kids, they fall down, they cry for a minute, and then they're right back doing whatever they were doing, and they heal up real quick. Cover real quick. That's one thing, the older you get, if you mess your back up or mess your knee up, it takes a little bit longer.
You're laying on the ground longer.
Tough that for sure. I'm just starting to pack next Tuesday after work. We're heading for Nashville for some reason. I'm going to see our friend near Knoxville for 4 days and then heading back home. Looking forward to it. Just getting a head start. We're going to be busy this weekend. We've got to open house Saturday. I'll let you go. Have a good day at work. We'll listen out for your final. KB8RVP.
There you go. Yeah, perfect time because I'm just pulling off the street to the parking lot. Got some big holes here. Alrighty. Well, have fun, y'all. Y'all. Well, I hope you have a good trip. I hope it's an enjoyable, safe one. I'm sure you'll enjoy your time. Hope everything goes smoothly. smoothly without a hitch. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Good hearing you. We'll see you later. Hopefully the weather will take a turnaround here. That was nice last weekend. Got a lot of stuff done up north. That's where we were at. Wanted to put the dock in, but the wind's come back out of the northeast, and boy, they got it flipping cold out there. So I said to my wife, no, let's just wait. No big deal. So I believe we're going up this weekend, so can get that task done. And I like to spray down the house, too, up there, because it's got green mold on the lake side of the house, on the front side of the house. It's just as green as can be, and so is the deck. So it don't really get a lot of sun there. It's pretty heavy shaded there. So that's pretty much the reason there. The rest of the house looks good. It's just the front of the house that faces the water side. It's pretty green. It's tan. Can vital sighting, but it's green. KVARBP, KAALDF, I'll be clear, 73s, have a good one.
73, maybe we'll catch you tomorrow, KVARBP.
I see that, 73s.
Good morning, 0700 hours, partly sunny, 59 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 62 degrees.
WARC. Invention.
NAXP, WARC.
Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 63 degrees.
CQ, 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 this is Alpha Alpha, 0, Hotel Papa, Kirsten Report. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Alpha Alpha Zero, Hotel Papa, for signal report.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
KU1 NU monitor. KU1 NU clear. KU1NU monitor.
What are you monitoring for?
Good morning. How are you, Wally?
I is pretty good. What's up, Dave? I take it you got the day off?
Yeah, I'm up here in Mackinac, relaxing. We got a cab up here. So figured I'd hop on the Echo Link and see how it works.
Ted, echoey, but everything is legible. So how long are you up there for, buddy?
Until Friday. We come back Friday, and at least that way it's Friday. We might stop halfway and stay in Frankenmuth or something like that, and then head the rest of the way Saturday, something like that. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of tourist traps between here and there. Might as well enjoy them all. I don't blame you. So things have been pretty cool around here. Nothing exciting, so all is good in the hood. No big emergencies, and everything's quiet. I think they told you we moved the puck outside for the smart grip here. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more things staying in line.
That'll be a good thing. At least that's up there, and the voter can vote better. And it sounds good, though. I mean, the repeater just been awesome. So,
yeah, very good. Yeah, it's all working nice. So, Sean has done a great job of engineering things. So now we're working a little bit on the P25, or he is, so, and hopefully that will be up and running, and then it'll be another place for all digital for everybody to hang out at. So I'm kind of excited about that one. And what else? I think that's it. Nothing else remarkable.
Good stuff. Again, been Q25 radios. I've seen some for like $100. So I may send you a couple of them just so you can look at them and approve or disapprove for me, so I know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Just don't spend your pennies until it all up and working and everything else, you know. And it is the, you know, it becomes permanent. So, Sean told that to somebody else, just hold off and wait. We got to make sure everything goes good, you know, make sure the repeater works, you know, all that stuff. So we'll go there. I thought I heard another call in there earlier. Thought it ended with CB. Go ahead if you're still there. This is NHKPP. Guess he disappeared. You might not have heard him because of the echo link, and I only caught the last two digits of the call. So, and maybe it could have been scanning too. Maybe that's where I heard it. I don't know. So if I ignored somebody, I apologize.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything on this side. Probably, like you said, probably just the echo link. Happened on the GMR end of things. I can't hit the GMR repeater on my 5 system. I can't hit it from here. I must be just shy of out of range. But I've got that one going. I checked into like a really good net, Monday night? Tuesday night, Monday night. Really good net up here. Their ARPST net was going on, and so I hopped on their net just to kind of see how they ran things, and it sounded pretty good. I liked what they did. They used some type of digital messaging program that does I think it's like FT8 or something like that, and it was pretty cool.
According to the map, it's Hackleberg. It shows it covering 442.087500. Did you try that? Probably couldn't get it.
Yeah, I tried it, and it keeps bonking on me. It'll, like the Motorola, so they'll do that bonk noise. So it kind of does the same thing. And it'll roam. It won't pick that one up for whatever reason. So I might be just shy of the repeater.
Yeah, that's true. What about like mobile? Did that do it or no? I think you're on EchoLink now, but have you tried it on your mobile? It shows really good coverage, but I guess that's assuming it's all up and running too. So you'd have to talk to Jeff or about it, see, SWR or FSM, see if they know if it's up there working.
Yeah, I don't know. It may be. I don't know. I'll have to see if I get a little bit further into town. We're just outside of Mackinac. Maybe if I get into town, that might work a little bit better.
Okay. Same stuff. So you got their website, right?
Oh yeah, I do. I went to there just to make sure, because I feel like I'm in range, but maybe I'm like just shy of range.
That could be. Well, digital stuff is more forgiving too. So very good. All right, sir. I'm going to let you go. Pleasure talking to you. Have fun. Stay relaxed. Did you guys go to the island yet? Final comment.
Well, we may get all together and we'll see. Yeah, it was good chatting with you. And if you guys need anything, reach out. I'm here about a good 3-hour drive, so if anything major comes up, it's going to take me a little bit to get down there. But I'm around.
Oh, we'll handle it. I'll rustle up the guys out of the bushes, go drag Paul out of his office and tell him we need his help. And I'll fight the people if we need it, so if anything does. But we're only under a 1 right now, so I don't see anything. The west side of the state, they're in a 3, but Lansing's about a 2. Detroit area, our area, Macomb is a 1. So I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think so. Jeff should have it handled pretty good on that side, so that's right. Getting some together if need be, and like I said, if you guys need anything, let me know. I can hop on here pretty quick.
Very good. Enjoy yourself.
All
right. Go do touristy things. Spend money. I'll talk to you later. YNUNAKPP.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. 73 is to you. This is KYNU, then, sir.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
NAWC, this is KYNU.
KYNU, this is NAWC, how do you got it?
Hey, you got a lot of static, but I can hear you. Good. How's your day going? I heard you say it was pretty warm there.
We're about upper 60s, around 70, a little over 70 today. It's just humid out. We've had a little bit of rain off and on. Mostly cloudy down here. So. Good to see the sunshine there in the pictures.
Yeah. It's been pretty nice here. A little cold, but a little chilly in the morning, but warms up pretty well. This morning, opened the windows up, and there was fog on the lake, so you couldn't see very far out onto the lake. But outside of that, it's not been too bad. It's been pretty nice.
Well, sounds like saying yesterday. Sounds like you guys picked a good week to go. And just seems like it's very crowded. They're busy up there. And like I say, weather-wise, it's good. We should have good weather outside. Makes for a long day, I guess, when it's rainy. There, we got a bunch of kids, family on vacation.
Yes. It's been pretty quiet here. There's not a lot of people. There's a group of old folks that were here yesterday out in the city. But outside of that, no, it's been pretty nice. Been pretty quiet. I think we're looking at just hanging out today. We'll see what happens. Kind of go with the flow, I guess. Just no pressure on doing anything. Just kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't blame you there. You know, like I say, get back, good day, just to kick back and enjoy the view of the lake there, especially looking at the bridge there. My goodness, it sounds like they've got it down one lane each, you know, going on the southbound side, one way north and one way south. Definitely sounds kind of congested, so like I say, don't blame you there for staying close there, especially, like I say, with that view of the lake, NAWCB.
Anyway, yeah, we went across last night to go to a pizza place in Famous, and so we went over there and then came back. They had the bridge shut down for about an hour for, like, truck and stuff like that, so they had it shut down, and we didn't wait too long, thankfully, but it was still, we kind of joked about it before going over, like, hey, watch, they'll shut the bridge down. We'll get stuck over there. But thankfully they didn't. Thankfully, everything went pretty smooth. And got our pizza, enjoyed it, and came back and relaxed here in town.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad for the kids got to at least get to, you know, go across, see the Mackinac Bridge, and they definitely got some good food over there in St. Ignace as well. So I'm glad you were able to get across. And, you know, at least it wasn't during the time when all that ice was falling off the bridge, and when they had that closed for quite a while. It gets stuck up there. Just being right over the bridge on the lower peninsula side there, couldn't get across. I'm glad it's glad you didn't have to wait too long. Maybe instead of that.
No, and they're still doing a lot of repairs up here due to the ice storm. You can see a lot of trees are down and different things are still damaged because of it. So. They're still cleaning up after that mess.
I was wondering, you know, whether they were still working on that. Obviously, just answered my question. I can imagine still a lot of cleanup going. At least they've got hopefully people have power restored and access to the road. Something to say. There was, I'm sure there was a lot of. Destruction there, as thick as that ice was, it's going to take a little while there to get the things back in shape again.
Yeah, so it's, they're getting there, slowly but surely they're getting there, so it's nice. They get a little bit of construction up here, they're redoing one of the roads up here, but outside of that, it's been pretty nice. It's been nice to head into town, and we walked to town a little bit yesterday as well, and just kind of a slower pace up here, and it was good.
Yeah, you're talking by words, slower pace, but definitely I catch on that one.
Yeah, it picks up though, you know, mid early summer into you know, September, because you know there's a lot of tourists up here, and the tourists up here are about as rude can be. It doesn't matter whether they're from the state or out of state, they're rude, and or they just don't know what they're doing, so they don't drive. So it's just like that's why we try to go early in the summer or very.
Yeah, that's why Mom and I always like to keep up north there with the kids in Wisconsin. We always like to come
did Mackinac. Mackinac is a nice place to go on and, late in the summer. I think this place is open until October, late October, October. So, there's definitely a good place to stop in and have a little bit of R&R downtime. Any time away from the busy nonsense, it's good. I'd reach out to you and see how you're doing and touch base with you. We've got some weather coming in tomorrow, so just keep an eye on things. I don't think anything's supposed to be major, but you never know the way the summer's gone or the way the early spring is gone. We said hi, 73's here, and 80 is your mom, Janine Ryan Euclid.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 69 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, calling CQ, and this is your call from Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KD8DX, Saginaw, this is.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 76 degrees.
W8MWG Bubbles.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly sunny, 75 degrees.
KDSEV, mobile, Isawa.
Good evening, 2000 hours, partly sunny, 73 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees.
Hey, CBN monitoring.
D-I-S. VHF hub connected to Fenton 78. Good evening, 22 hours, partly cloudy, 67 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 65 degrees.